that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, good morning. Dr. Dad here at the American. And you know, we've been doing talk radio for well over 20 years now, and I'm constantly amazed and constantly learning, which is one reason why it's really so stimulating to do what I do. As you know, I was an orthopedic surgeon for many years. We dealt with bone problems, and of course, most menopausal women have osteoporosis. In other words, their bones begin to demineralize. We put them on calcium supplements. I mean, it's actually logical. Your bones demineralize, lose calcium, you give people calcium. And certainly you do that because you want to be helpful. Well, this morning our guest is Dr. Tom Levy, a retired cardiologist, who has been studying various things, and among them, of course, he's written a book on calcium, called Death by Calcium. And it basically compiles the scientific studies that have been done on calcium. And of course, one recent study, a 19-year-old study on 60,000 women. 19-year study on 60,000 women that found that the women who actually took calcium supplements on a regular basis died at 2.5 times more frequently and much earlier than women who didn't take calcium supplements. Because, of course, it wasn't that the women needed the calcium. Well, Dr. Levy, are you there? We had Dr. Levy on the line. Dr. Levy, are you there? And then we lost him, and hopefully we're going to get him back again. But under any circumstances, what the studies showed was that the calcium came out of the bones, but they didn't need more calcium. What they needed, of course, was a vehicle for putting the calcium back in the bones, which would be estrogen. However, if you gave them calcium without actually stimulating the calcium going back in the bones, well, they began to get an alteration of the calcium structure of all of their cells in their body, and, of course, they got calcification of the arteries, their coronary arteries, calcification, certainly a prelude to cancer, because if you have calcified cells, they're more prone to cancer. You got calcification of the heart valve, and certainly calcium was really a deadly substance. And of course, you needed magnesium, you needed other things, certainly for balancing your body. But the last thing you needed was the calcium supplement. Even if you were postmenopausal and were taking estrogens, you did not need calcium supplements, because calcium supplements taken on a regular basis, even going along with large amounts of milk, could get you into real problems. Now, that was not necessarily that you shouldn't have cheese and cottage cheese in moderation, but you shouldn't be taking the oral calcium supplement. And Dr. Levy, did we get Dr. Levy back? Well, he would discuss this subject far better than I would, and I don't know what happened, but, we live in uncertain times, and if anybody out there would like to call in, I have nothing planned without Dr. Levy. It's going to be a long morning. Our telephone number here is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We're going to be carrying Dr. Levy's book, Death by Calcium. We think it's an important book because people really need to know, and certainly postmenopausal women need to know what to do to get calcium back into their bones. And Dr. Levy is a trained physician, a longtime cardiologist, now retired, but still writing and certainly studying and going through the scientific studies, but the scientific study there is not just one study of 60,000 women over 19 years. It's a number of studies, and I'll have to admit I was very impressed by this book and the scientific foundation for it. And the problem is that most doctors do not have time to read these articles. Most doctors, orthopedic surgeons, go to meetings and read medical journals. But remember, the medical journals are financed by companies that manufacture calcium and want to sell it. The medical organizations are dominated by medical organizations. And so there is an organized, orchestrated effort to put out constant bad information. And if doctors don't have access to the scientific studies, and they don't have time to read articles on calcium. Oh, they're an orthopedist, you're reading about surgical procedures. You're not reading about metabolism. And these are the problems that the doctors face. Because, of course, they are plagued by detail people trying to sell calcium. They're plagued by companies trying to sell calcium. And unfortunately, your doctor probably doesn't have the information, which is why the average individual needs to either listen to programs like ours or certainly get the book, and it's called Death by Calcium. By Dr. Levy, you can get that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But if it was just one study, you could discount it. But numerous studies, and certainly they're real. And we've checked them out, and they are valid. And there's no question that women are dying because they are taking calcium supplements. The doctors are giving them because the doctor doesn't know. And unfortunately, in the day in which we live, with the Federal Drug Administration under the control of the drug companies, with the Centers for Disease Control under the control of the drug companies, and let's face it, when you have a society where there is no moral fabric, where we suddenly reward people well financially for lying and withholding information, it's very difficult for people to understand what really threatens them. And calcium, it does threaten them, threatens the average individual. So if you would like to get the book, Death by Calcium, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. And we're going to have to do open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about this morning, unless we can get Dr. Levy back. And I don't know. He was on the line. He called in. And then, of course, for whatever reason, why he dropped off, and we have a real problem. So basically, what would you like to talk about this morning? Would you like to talk about what's going on over in the police? We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call, 1-877-254-7544. 877-254-7544.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and is Dr. Levy here? Well, no, Dr. Levy. So basically, we hope you'll give us a call if you'd like to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about at 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We could talk about the Middle East because of the they're making all sorts of concessions for Iran. Doesn't really make sense. I mean, if you really believe Iran is a death threat, which I do not necessarily believe that's the case, Iran wants to have a nuclear weapon. And I believe next Iran has nuclear weapons. I believe I was told 20 years ago by a leading researcher for the Republican Party that Iran had several small nuclear weapons which they purchased. But remember, they've been working on nuclear weapons for 20 years. The United States was able to produce a nuclear weapon with little or no knowledge of how it would be done, especially back in the 1940s. And you mean to tell me Iran, with all the advanced nuclear scientists and facilities, has not been able to create a nuclear weapon in 20 years? I don't believe that for one minute. I believe that they have nuclear weapons. I believe the United States and Israel know they have nuclear weapons. And I believe that everything that's being done today simply is to cover this up from the American people to hold off a nuclear confrontation over there. But I do believe that one is coming. Why do I believe it's coming? Why? Because it talks about these wars coming in that area in the Bible and the Scriptures. The timing on it, we have no idea when it's going to occur, but I do believe the question. Hello, do we have a caller or Dr. Levy?
Hello, Dr. Stan?
Yes.
This is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen, how are you?
I'm well, again, thank you to say. I mean, I'm thankful to say, and I'm glad to hear that. I hope you are.
Yes, we're doing fine. Is Dr. Levy on the line?
Oh, I don't know.
Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about phthalates. We know the word's finally getting around that BPA is poisoning all of us, but what about phthalates? Where are they found? Are they in plastics as well?
I'm sorry. What
phthalates. I think it's phthalates.
Phthalates?
Yeah, phthalates.
I'm not an expert on phthalates. I'm not certain exactly what they are.
Can you
tell me what they are, and maybe I can comment on them.
Well, it's a chemical that I take it is in some plastic, and I don't know whether it's in food.
Oh, you're talking about bisphenol.
No, I'm not talking about BPA.
Okay.
I'm talking about some plastic food storage companies mark their plasticware as BPA-free and phthalate-free and something else-free, and I'm wondering what that chemical is and what it does to health.
I can tell you about bisphenol, which is in plastic, which lines all cans, which is a dangerous substance and should have been outlawed 30 years ago. I think it's in there as part of a population control agenda.
Absolutely.
They know that it promotes cancer. They know that it decreases fertility. They know that the rate of fertility among women is falling. The sperm count is falling among men down to about half of what it should be. And I think this is one reason where the We're seeing a dramatic decrease in the number of new children being born. I think that they're poisoning the population with bisphenol, and I know that the phthalates are there as well, but I just haven't researched them. I'm sorry, Maureen. I wish I could tell you more about them, but bisphenol I can tell you about. Phthalates are there, and they're detrimental to our health as well. And there's so many things that basically we need to get back to fruits and vegetables and get away from prepared food and eat at home and make sure our food is healthy. I mean, very, very small amounts of these products. The bisphenol, as I said, is in most plastics and certainly lines every tin can. And it is criminal that it is there, but then, of course, the FDA and the CDC and government agencies are part and parcel of the population control agenda aimed at simply restricting not only our population, but the population of the world.
That's absolutely right about BPA, because there have been a lot of reports on it, and it is caused all over the world. It's an endocrine disruptor as well as everything else.
Yes.
And it's causing fish and other mammals around the world to be hatched with both male and female parts, anatomy, and it's just disrupting things all over the world. It's a horror story, and you're right. It is it causes male infertility and all kinds of things that are, and as you say, it is for population control. And, well, thank you. Maybe someday we'll find out what phthalates is all about.
Well, we'll have to do a little research on that when we have some time. All right, okay. Maureen, God bless you. Thank you for calling. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But we started out talking about Iran. And apparently, they've made some sort of an agreement on Iran that they're going to allow the inspectors in to look and make sure they're not building a nuclear weapon. I believe that if they're building a nuclear weapon, they're going to hide it. And who do we have on the line?
Hey, Doctor, is this Dr. Stan?
Yes, it is.
Hey, sir. I was just calling. I'm kind of new to. I've been listening to your show off and on here. I commute from Fort Collins to Laramie for school, and I was just wondering. I've heard you say often about. You talked about the globalist agenda.
Yes.
I'm curious who specifically are you referring to in terms of, like, the globalists? I mean, who is that? You know,
well,
like,
basically, they are a small group of people who believe in world government. They are basically are the byproduct of a secret society that was created by Cecil Rhodes back in 1891. And we know he created a secret society. He wrote about it. Several of the people who were part of the secret society have defected. And have you, Cindy, read any of the writings of Professor Quigley, who was a liberal college professor back at Georgetown University, who actually had researched this and written several books that were suppressed. But the books are available. We get them to us because they're actually put out by pirates now. And but there's no question at all that the secret society is real. It dominates everything going on in the world today. Now, Cecil Rhodes died back in 1902, but he laid the foundation for this organization that controls the world today. It operates in the United States primarily out of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is at 5080 68th Street in New York City. I've been there. I spent weeks going through the records. But then after they were exposed back in 1971, 1972, in a book called, then they're called A Conspiracy by Gary Allen, why David Rockefeller organized the Trilateral Commission, which controls America today. It's not by coincidence that between 1977 and 2009, every president of the United States, Republican or Democrat, and or vice president of the United States, came from the Trilateral Commission, as certainly did seven of the 12 secretaries of state, nine of the 12 secretaries of defense, six of the presidents of the world. bank out 8 of the 10 U.S. trade representatives. And certainly when Barack Obama became president, there's only 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, but 11 of those were the people who Obama picked. He didn't pick them. They picked Obama, and he is simply a front for the power structure that is dedicated to world government, world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity. These are the most powerful people in the United States. They make mockery of our electoral process. They control both political parties. They control the finances. They control the corporations. They control the media. And certainly there are only 6 or 8 major corporations that control 90% of the media. There's a wonderful book we carry called The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor that goes into that. And it all ties into the Trilateral Commission, CFR. Same thing is true with our banks. 6 banks control 67% of the financial assets of America. J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, the Wells Fargo. And the average American has no idea that they go to the polls every 4 years. We don't vote for the candidate of our choice. They pick the candidate, and they rig the elections. But the ultimate goal is the destruction of America and the merging us into this one-world government. It's coming, and basically you can certainly check out everything. Go to the website, Trilateral Commission. It's trilateral.org. Look at their logo. It's a Luciferian organization. If you look at their logo, it's made up of 3 curved arrows. If you look closely, you'll see 3 sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. America has been taken over by a Luciferian group. They control America. The elections are totally fraudulent. Does that answer your question?
It does, sir. I was wondering also, I mean, I don't know how much time you have, but I was wondering, like, you know, I watch Fox News, and some of the stuff you've said, I've kind of been researching a little bit, but I've watched Fox News, and it kind of seems a little, it's still hard for me, I guess, to believe, just because, you know, I feel like either the people, you know, the correspondents and the anchors on Fox News are part of it, or they're deceived, or...
No, of course, they're part of it. Rupert Murdoch. Basically, the media giants are AOL, Time, Warner. They're split apart, but they still work in concert. Something called Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, Comcast, Clear Channel. Clear Channel has over 1,200 radio stations. And then, of course, Rupert Murdoch that controls Fox, and he controls the London newspapers. He controls the Wall Street Journal. And Fox certainly it gives you the information you're supposed to get. Rupert Murdoch is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and one of the leaders of this whole globalist movement. Pretending to be conservative, he is certainly no more conservative.
They're
all playing a game.
And that's why, you know, I mean, that's why it's really difficult for me, because, you know, ostensibly, on Fox News, I mean, they seem to stand up for conservative principles. You know, I've been watching Fox News for a really long time. I mean, if what you say is true, then I guess, you know, I'm a believing Christian. You know, I'm also a member of the National Guard. And a lot of the things I guess I've been learning over the last several weeks have been really, you know,
well, basically, you need to go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. We do not have a information website. We have a section there under new videos around the web where I post DVDs and certainly articles from people I trust. Alex Jones has an excellent website. If you don't go to that, you should. Drudge has an excellent website. You'll get the information there from a conservative point of view that you need to get, but remember, behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. I think that is certainly the strength of our ministry, is trying to correlate what's going on certainly politically with what's going on spiritually. Joyce Riley has an excellent program. Noah Hutchings has an excellent poem. He's a program. He's a 91-year-old Christian, but he is on stations all across America. But you can go to their website, listen to their program. You can go to my website. You can listen to my program there 4 hours a day. In addition to this program. Anyway, I'm glad you're listening. I hope you're going to get educated. Help us get the word out there.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by a drunk driver. Remember the 3 C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from El Dorado Mexican Grill at 18984 Country Road 51 in LaSalle. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong, and they're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going. They're wishing everyone a joyous and safe new year.
Dan here at Tim Huggins Network, and we either have a caller or Dr. Levy. I'm not sure which. Do we have the caller or do we have Dr. Levy on the line? Do we have a caller? We had a caller on the line, and we were going to try to get Dr. Levy, so I don't know which one. Hopefully our producer will let me know.
He's on now the line. He needs to.
Tim on the line.
Hi, who's on the line?
Dr. Levy.
Oh, doctor, well, thank you so very much. I was wanted to get you on because I think your message is so vitally important. So why don't you just sort of tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? I've told them you're a retired cardiologist, but you pick up the story because I think your book, Death by Calcium, is vitally important today. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Hal Huggins, the dentist who is been against mercury in dentistry for about half a century. I got to know him in Colorado Springs about 20 years ago. And actually, to make a long story short, he introduced me to a lot of concepts that I never was exposed to in medical school. And one of those was that just about everybody already had too much calcium in their body. He showed me my hair analysis, and my hair analysis showed high calcium. He told me what to do to get rid of it. It took a long time, but over the course of a couple years, that happened. So I became aware of this, and I started doing more research, and an incredible amount of information has been published in the last 4 or 5 years, really solidly establishing the toxicity of calcium when you take it in the amounts that are found in dairy products like milk on a regular basis, or definitely any calcium supplementation.
And would you like to tell our listeners about that study on 60,000 women, which I thought was very impressive?
Yes, sir. That indeed was very impressive. This particular study was published this year in February, I believe. It looked at over 60,000 women over a 19-year period and found that the women with the highest calcium intake, which were those supplementing and on higher dairy intakes, had fully 2.5 times greater chance of death than those with the lower calcium levels. So, and the interesting thing was, is this was a very profoundly impressive study, but when I looked at what was sitting in the literature as well, I found that this was not a surprising finding, because we have an enormous amount of evidence that people are calcifying their body, they're promoting cancer with these calcifications, they're promoting chronic degenerative disease with these calcifications, and we're really just supplementing calcium due to the incredibly effective marketing efforts of the dairy industry over the last half century.
And I think that the doctors mean well. I mean, the average doctor, I never met a doctor who wanted to hurt anybody. I think doctors are dedicated to helping, but they do not have this information. And I shudder as I look back on my many years in practice, and certainly dealing with the postmenopausal women and occasionally men with osteoporosis of their bones, giving them calcium supplements because I wanted to help. And, of course, we didn't have this information, didn't realize the complications that can come with calcium. And, of course, this involves the calcification of the coronaries and, of course, a predisposition to cancer because you damage the cells, your calcification. And that's where the cancer is developed. But you go right ahead, Dr. Levy, and the calcification of the heart valves. That's a big problem for cardiologists, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's very interesting because calcium, not only in the heart valves, but in the coronary artery, now represents a very common way to monitor somebody's chance of heart attack in the future. The more amount of calcium is present in the coronary arteries, or the higher your calcium score, this is coronary artery calcium testing, the greater your chances of heart disease in the future. And as it turns out, this just tracks the importance of calcium throughout the body, because it's now well established that the higher your calcium score in the coronary arteries, the greater your chance of death from all causes.
And so basically, of course, people should not be taking the calcium supplement. And, I mean, we've actually sold them through my ministry because I'd never even thought about that. But what can people do as they need to control this? Basically, you stressed in your writings and in our discussion the importance of magnesium as a counter to calcium. What can people do to maintain what can a postmenopausal woman do to maintain the integrity of her bones and certainly to cut down on the calcium levels in her body, which are already toxic?
Well, I cover some extensive protocols in the book, but I will briefly run over the most important things to supplement with, and that is, as you said, magnesium, because magnesium is a natural calcium antagonist, and virtually all adults in the United States have an excess of calcium in their tissues, not in their bones. They have less calcium in their bones, but they have more calcium in the rest of their bodies and inside their cells. The magnesium counteracts that. Vitamin C is very important because, as it turns out, osteoporosis that releases all the calcium from the bones is actually a focal scurvy, and you need high doses of vitamin C if you're going to have any chance of properly rebuilding all the minerals along with the calcium back into normal bone. Vitamin K, vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, and properly balancing testosterone in men, estrogen in women, and thyroid hormone.
And basically, of course, people, what about supplementary hormonal therapy for both men and women, postmenopausal, and as far as men is concerned, as they get older?
Yes, and it's an important point to remember, because there's a lot of information out there saying, oh, women that take estrogen have greater chance of heart disease, and same with men. Well, let me just say this. When you inappropriately supplement or restore this, you can cause problems, but that shouldn't keep you from finding a doc who can adjust you properly, because you have just as much, if not a greater chance, of heart attack and early death if you let your estrogen and let your testosterone stay abnormally low.
And, of course, you suggest that the transdermal, or so they're just applying this to the skin, and the body has an amazing capacity for regulating the levels if you've done, things are done properly. But you stress certainly vitamin D3, which I think is important, and there's certainly about 5,000 units a day. Most people taking vitamin D are taking really almost homeopathic doses of that. And then the importance of magnesium, and I think those two and some of the other things you mentioned as well, the vitamin C and the vitamin K, are so vitally important as the fatty acids. Now, how much milk should people be drinking?
They shouldn't be drinking any milk at all. Milk is an enormously high amount of calcium, and if it's not raw milk, which is practically never the case, the pasteurized milks have more vitamin D added to it, which makes even more calcium overdose into your body at the time you're drinking milk than would normally be the case if vitamin D were not added to it. The way you get your calcium is to take vitamin D and maintain a normal vitamin D level and have a balanced, non-dairy focused diet, and your body will bring in the amount of calcium that it needs.
Hold the thought.
Now,
we're going to...
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dan, our guest this morning, Dr. Tom Levy, and we're so glad we were able to get him on, because I think the message is vitally important. Most doctors are still going to be prescribing calcium supplements, and you should not be taking them. And so situation, but what about the cheese? What about cottage cheese? What about the butter and things of that sort?
Well, those are great questions, and in the case of cheeses also have a very high calcium content, but people who enjoy cheese don't eat nearly the actual quantity of cheese that milk drinkers drink milk. So, you know, you have a tall glass of milk, you have vastly more calcium there than in a few pieces of cheese, even though the cheese itself might be calcium rich. So for people who enjoy cheese, I say continue to enjoy it. Just treat it more as a treat rather than a regular dietary staple. Now, butter and cream are the wonderful two things about dairy that you can enjoy, because butter and cream represent the fatty and fat-soluble aspects of dairy, which do not contain an enormous amount of calcium, versus the more water-soluble parts of dairy, which is milk. So you can actually enjoy butter as you wish, and if you can't break yourself of putting cereal in your mouth every morning with milk, use, instead of milk, use 50% heavy whipping cream with 50% water, and you can get a wonderful taste without the calcium overdose.
Okay, and so do you have a website you'd like to get out so people could get more information?
Sure, that a website which has all my books, a lot of articles and information sources and links is peakenergy.com. P-E-A-K-E-N-E-R-G-Y, peakenergy.com.
And, of course, the reason I invited Dr. Levy to come onto our program is because Dr. Blaylock, who many of you know, we have on as a regular guest and personal friend of 30 years duration, and Dr. Blaylock just sent me a little note and said, you got to get Dr. Levy on. Well, I'd never even heard of him, never heard of his book, never even thought about the potential danger of the calcium, and I was very, very impressed once I got the book, once I'd read it. And I wanted to share the information with you. The book is Death by Calcium, and we're going to be carrying the book because we think it's important that people understand the potential danger of this substance. Now, basically, what sort of response are you getting as you put this information out? Because this is something that really goes so much against what so many doctors are doing and saying.
Well, you know, the book has only been available for roughly a month now, and the people and the colleagues that I've discussed the book with and that have read the book, I must say, and I don't take pleasure in this because it's my ego, but the information in the book does appear to have stunned a large number of my colleagues and some of the people that I consider to be the more intellectual people on the planet in terms of understanding physiology. This pretty much takes them by shock. So I think the message is important. I haven't had any scientifically based person come back with me with any rationale as to why the basic thesis of the book is incorrect. Anyone who sees the book sees that it's not a rant and a tirade by some anti-milk nut or anti-calcium nut. It's simply an analysis of what's been present in the literature for a long time and has been very massively present in the literature in the last 4 or 5 years.
And I will have to admit, I was shocked when I read the book because it certainly challenged everything I had been thinking, and yet I had suspected some of this in the past, but without just any scientific verification, but when you're dealing with a study that involves 60,000 women over 19 years, it's really very, very impressive. And certainly, we're not going to be, we have some calcium, we're probably going to sell that, but we're not, we're going to discontinue carrying calcium supplements because we don't want to encourage it. Magnesium, vitally important. Vitamin D3. And the other things that he mentioned, vitally important. And they should be taking those for other reasons as well, but certainly as far as getting the calcium down to levels. Because calcium basically will begin to get onto your heart valve, the heart valve, and gets into coronary arteries, and has such a deleterious effect on so many of the tissues in the body. And basically, it's mainly toxic intracellular, isn't it? Doesn't it get into the cells and alter cell function?
Yes, and that was one of the more interesting discoveries, at least to me a discovery, as I reviewed the literature, is that it became apparent that all chronic degenerative diseases, basically anything that makes somebody sick, especially cancer, was uniformly associated with increased calcium levels inside the cell. And in fact, it showed very clearly that, for example, a cell could not become malignant until the intracellular calcium level increased. And when you took measures to pull that calcium back out, you made the cancer cell less malignant and sometimes even normal in different research studies.
And so, you, ladies and gentlemen, you need to analyze this. You need to get this. The book is written, certainly, for a doctor, but it's also written for the average individual. So the average individual can read it, can understand it. And it's not just one study. It's a series of studies that have come out through the years, which are certainly you'll never hear discussed. As I say, I go to medical meetings on a weekly basis, and these are the sort of things you're not going to hear. The average doctor isn't going to hear, and unfortunately, the people are going to have to get the information on themselves for themselves from reliable sources. Dr. Levy, we're just about out of time. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners this morning?
Well, only that, and I think most people realize this these days, are becoming aware of it, is if you want to find and keep good health, you have to be your own best health consumer. By that I mean, we all know now there are things that one expert says are true and another expert says is false, and we know they both can't be right, but they're both experts. So you need to expose yourself to as much information as possible, see if it resonates as true, and pursue that information along with a healthcare practice. Help you.
Thanks very much for being with us. Look
forward to natural or man-made disaster.
Thank you.
Will the skill and the gear. Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, I think this is an important book. We're going to carry it. It's called Death by Calcium. Death by Calcium. And if you would like to find out about it, you can get our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, one of the advantages of the book is the fact that It will tell you what to do, postmenopausal women, older men, what you can do to control your calcium. And, of course, two of the things that Dr. Levy stresses are the importance of magnesium and vitamin D3. We actually sell both of those because we think they're important. I mean, most people are deficient in vitamin D3. And, of course, the reason you get the flu during the winter time is because you're not getting the vitamin D. Or it gets cold, sun rays are not here, and you should be taking 5,000 units a day of vitamin D3, and you can get that through any channel. We carry a product we think is excellent, but most people are deficient in magnesium. In fact, we have an excellent 4-CD set on magnesium, why you should be taking it, and certainly we take this. These are things we take ourselves, but certainly we think that everybody should be taking them, and you need to be taking magnesium because they affect your bone, it affects your bowels, it affects your brain, your heart, certainly your muscles, and 80% of the American population is deficient in magnesium. It's been washed out of the soil, it's not being supplemented, and most people don't understand that. Dr. Levy stresses that in his book, which we've been talking about it for some time. If you'd like to get certainly the list of the health products we carry, which we think are important, and certainly among them is magnesium and vitamin D3, which you should be taking both of those every single day. And especially if you don't want to get the flu, for the reason you get the flu, you don't have the vitamin D3, you take the vitamin D3, you keep your immune system up. If I start to come down with the flu, I start taking it every 4 hours along with Allibiotic, which is a combination of oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, oil of garlic, and a couple of other things. And I haven't missed a day from my radio in 20 years because of the flu. So basically, you can get these by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We recommend the book, Death by Calcium. We recommend that you be taking magnesium because most people are deficient in it, and vitamin D3, and, of course, a number of other of the health products which will maintain your ability to fight off infection. And remember, of course, one reason people get cancer is because their immune systems are compromised. So our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. And our webpage is radioliberty.com. Go there. Watch our DVDs, or many of them. Listen to our radio programs, and an additional 4 hours a day besides this. They're live, or you can get them on archive there. You can read our various treatises. You can get a list of the various health products we carry, which we think are important, and many of which Barbara and I take on a regular basis. So again, if you'd like to get a free catalog, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, if you'd like to get us in the list of the health products we carry, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are at war. The health of the American people is under attack today. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty.